Thank you for joining us. Can you give us a brief rundown of why people should get a credit report?
We encourage people to get a credit report at least once a year so that they know what is being reported. They should use a credit report just like they do their bank statements. It gives a very clear and full account of what's happening in their credit life.
Now, how can you reassure consumers that the data you gather from them is safe in your hands? Like, what are some of your security measures?
First, when you request your credit report from us, you're going to have to pass a test as a consumer, a quiz, based on what we call out-of-wallet questions that ensure we're talking to you and not someone who's stolen your purse or your wallet and has your address and name driver's license number, for instance. Once you pass that test, your credit history will be provided to you. If you're online, you'll get it instantly, and you'll see that we first omit your correct Social Security number. The new law, the FACT Act, allows you to request that you have the last four digits of your Social Security number truncated. You don't need to do that with Experian because we just leave the whole thing off because we assume you know it since you had to provide it to us, or we asked that you provide it to us to request your report. That ensures that if someone is trying to pose as you and sees your credit report, they're not going to get your correct Social Security number. We also truncate all of the account numbers on your credit history so that no one can use that report to take over existing accounts. They will not get your account numbers. So essentially, when you get your credit history, all a person's going to see or would be able to get if they're trying to commit fraud is what's available in the telephone book. So your name and address, maybe a telephone number if it's reported to us. You know, we also employ state-of-the-art security measures to protect your information that we house. In fact, we have a data center that's bunkered, that's underground, that's fenced, and has cameras on you. We do everything we can to make sure that that information is protected.
Now, referring back to the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act, is this the reason to have a site combined of three competing credit check companies? I mean, were you government mandated to put together annualcreditreports.com?
Yes. The FACT Act, the Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act, mandates that there be a single online touch point for consumers to request their credit reports from each of the national credit reporting agencies. So it was done as a requirement of the law.
The Act clearly states your three companies are the ones to go with. What are the dangers of going with any other company that says it's a credit check company?
Well, you're not going to get a free report under the FACT Act from any other source. That's the first issue. The three national credit reporting agencies will provide a full credit report. There's no guarantee that a third party would be able to do that. The Fair Credit Reporting Act specifies we could provide to a third party that's providing a report. So it's possible, for instance, if a lender is providing the report, they may not be able to provide all of the information because the law doesn't allow us to provide everything to them. For instance, inquiries related to pre-approved credit offers or your own request for your credit report aren't provided to lenders because you didn't initiate a transaction. So it's best to get your credit report directly from one of the national credit reporting agencies because that ensures you will get a full and complete credit history.
Now, how has the program fared in other parts of the country where it started to roll out? As you know, we are on the last leg of this.
Right.
Have a lot of people taken advantage of this?
Right. We don't have specific numbers at this point, and what we've typically seen is that we see a spike in the volumes of requests in the first few days, and then that tapers off over the next week or two, and that's been pretty consistent.
Ron Griffin, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.